and welcome to another episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm Nick Sulovich, senior editor at Subprime Auto Finance News and BHPH Report, and part of the team at Cherokee Media Group. Pleased to be joined for this episode with a familiar voice, Melinda Zabritsky, who's the senior director of financial solutions at Experian. Melinda, it's great to speak with you again. I hope you're doing well.
I am doing well. Thank you. Glad to have the opportunity to share some time with you.
We're here in Las Vegas in between events, the Vehicle Finance Conference hosted by the American Financial Services Association, and as well as the annual gathering of dealerships from around the country at NADA. Before we get into the latest data at Experian, well, divulging too many secrets, just how do you and the team gather all of that information, put it all together in a usable form? Just take us through what that challenge is like for you and the Experian team.
Sure, thank you. So Experian's all about data. You know, we have so many data assets that are unique to our company, and what we really strive to do is help unlock the power of all that data and help our clients make smarter decisions. And we do that in several different ways. I use a couple different data assets in all of my analysis. One of which actually comes from a product that we make available to our clients. It comes from an auto count product, which is all vehicle titles. And it's very simple. I go in and pull a series of reports and spend time, you know, analyzing those reports and helping tell the story of what we're seeing in the auto finance market. And then, of course, we also use our consumer credit data that we produce some large study files that we're able to dig into and analyze and use some different visualization tools. And again, it's all looking at what the, you know, what story the data is telling us. So there's some great data assets that we dig into.
Have completed the most recent rendition of those chores here recently with the Q4 data. Just if you could just recap what you all found, what jumped out to you with the latest auto finance stats.
Certainly. So Q4 had a lot of the similar trends that we saw throughout all of 2017. So it was very consistent with the trends that we saw of, you know, subprime continuing to reach record lows, the market becoming increasingly more prime, credit scores going up, delinquency starting to taper down. And then the other big thing we also continue to see is there's really some questions around affordability. You know, we keep on hitting record highs with loan amounts. You know, average new car loan is over $31,000. The payments are well over $500 now. And as a result, we've been seeing those prime, especially prime consumers, make some changes. We're seeing more consumers, of course, leasing. Leasing remains, you know, right around 28-29% of new cars. And we're seeing growth in the used car space, more prime consumers moving into used vehicles. And a lot of that is really around some of those affordability issues.
Our special guest for this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast is Melinda Zabritsky, who is the Senior Director of Financial Solutions at Experian and certainly one of the leading experts in data and auto financing. What continues to be the most important metrics that finance companies, whether they're a client or not, just what remains the most important metrics for them to watch and you keep receiving questions about?
Yeah, so unfortunately, there's not just one. You know, there's a lot of focus around loan term performance and doing things like looking at performance by loan term. So those are two real key elements, as well as, of course, rates. There's a lot of discussion with what's going to happen to rates this year and the potential impact it could have in the market. So it's really just a combination of looking at rates and looking at term and especially performance, and then the combination of all of those elements.
Closing moments here with Melinda Zabritsky, Senior Director of Financial Solutions at Experian. And as we speak, the first quarter is almost closed, but what's going to be piquing your interest for the remainder of the year to watch, whether it's a specific auto finance metric or something ancillary that could have some impact?
There's several things that I think are going to be very interesting for the coming year, one of which is a lot of question around, will leasing still remain at this 30% rate? That'll be something interesting to watch. I would expect to see some improvement in loan performance. Again, we're right on the cusp of having some decreases in delinquency. And also, again, term. You know, what's going to happen with term? And then there's, of course, you know, market share. I think there's a lot of interest in what's happening with the credit unions. They've really increased their market share steadily over the past couple years, and this year is really poised to to even enable them to pick up more market share when you consider they're very prime originators. They focus on used cars, and that's just naturally what's growing right now is prime originations in the used car space. So it'll be interesting to watch the credit union share throughout the year.
Melinda Zabritsky, Senior Director of Financial Solutions at Experian. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
And if you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe via iTunes or the Google Play Store to receive each and every episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. For my colleague Joe Overby and our executive producer Matt Rice, I'm Nick Sulovich. Thank you so much for joining us, and we're looking forward to having you next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.